KX4MT Mobile.
4ZLK Mobile, good morning.
LK Mobile, KX4MT Mobile. Name is Mike here, good morning.
The name here is Shane. Did I get your call right? KX4NT, is that correct?
Close. The suffix is Mike Tango, MT. But yeah, real close.
4MT. All right, very good. Nice to meet you, Mike. I'm not familiar with that call. Are you new to the area, or is it a new call, or just not been on the radio much?
I'm a newbie by relative standards, I guess. I got licensed back in 2018. I don't get on this repeater a whole lot. I'm over in Pickens, and so a lot of the repeaters I use here are on Glassy Mountain and Six Mile Mountain. A friend of mine who recently passed, Jack, W4TWX, had two repeaters on Six Mile that we use quite a bit. But every now and then I'll pop over here. I do a lot of listening on this repeater, and I hear your voice a lot, along with a couple other guys. But anyway, just thought I'd put my call sign out this morning on this repeater and see who'd come back. So I appreciate it.
And Mike, yeah, I live in northern Pickens. I can hit a couple of Jack's repeaters. One of them occasionally. I've talked to him a couple of times, once on 20 meters and a couple of times on VHF. Yeah, he's a, all accounts, a good guy. He's known down in Georgia, too. He's known all over, apparently. He was a very well-known, a good man for the hobby. But, yeah, I mostly just hang out here on this repeater just because of the one I've known back when I got my license originally. There weren't that many. It was this one and the Anderson and a couple others, and this was the most popular at the time. So pretty much been my home repeater, so to speak, for all those years.
I mean, this repeater is by far the most active around. Since Jack's passing, the repeaters around here in Pickens have gotten kind of quiet. This guy's on there every now and then, but certainly they're not as active as they once were. I'd call out on that 6 mile repeater, and Jack come back every single time, it seemed like. But yeah, I sure do miss him. He was my Elmer and a good friend of mine. Anyway, he was a real good guy. Yeah, we got an exciting event coming up in our family this weekend. My son, 12 years old, he's going to be taking his first test to get his technician's license. And so he takes his test at 9 a.m. out in Seneca on Saturday morning. He's 12 years old. So he just randomly about a month ago, he says, I think I'll get my ham radio license. I said, well, if you're going to get the technician, you got to go for the general as well. And he said, okay. And so he's taking the general first Saturday in March. And technician this coming Saturday. So Lord willing, he'll do okay. He's passing all of the tests, the trial tests he's taken online, and so it's looking good for him.
Congratulations! I'm sure he'll do fine if he's already passing the online or practice test. That's really cool. One of my sons has talked about it for a long time. They're all grown now. But I have a son-in-law that got his license, and he works with my son, so it kind of piqued his interest a little more. I never pushed it on him, and they didn't really see me involved much with it. I've worked a lot. I had a radio in my personal truck for a long time, but that was about it. Didn't have anything in the house. So they weren't really, but they knew I did it. They just weren't exposed to a lot of it. And, of course, cell phones came in the time they were growing up. Cell phones, computers, and all that, so they didn't really understand why we needed to talk on a radio when we had a cell phone.
Oh, yeah, I hear that quite a bit. Yeah, my son, he was in my shack, about a month and a half ago, and there was an Australian station I was chasing on 20 meters, and he would just happen to be in there. And when I clicked on it, you know, from the spot, on the spot network or whatever, it moved my little map on my monitor to Australia. He says, Dad, does that guy live over in Australia? And I said, yeah. and he heard the pile up, and of course I didn't get it right away, and so he's sitting in there waiting on me to get it, and I'm cranking up the power a little bit each time, and I said, son, what I'm trying to do is be louder than the rest of the guys, and it kind of caught his competitive nature. He kind of got hooked, and when I finally made the contact, he thought it was the coolest thing he had seen me do on AM radio, and I think that's what kind of sparked the interest. The DX bug got him a little bit.
Way to do it, that tickle that competitive nature, because most of us have it to some degree. That's really cool. I'm glad he's interested. It's nice to see a new generation start studying and getting their licenses and kind of taking over, moving in and hopefully taking over ambassadors for it.
Absolutely. I'm pretty proud of him. I said, he's also into video games. Like I said, he's 12 years old. I said, you passed the test on Saturday morning. We got to take it at a restaurant out there in Seneca, it sounds like. It's the Silver Spoon or something like that. I guess it's a restaurant. I'm just assuming due to the name of the place. I said, I'll buy you breakfast, and then when we get home, we'll get you a PlayStation game if you pass. And, you know, that that helped a little bit, too. So he's been studying. I've been proud of him. He comes home from school, does his homework, studies the ham radio for about 20, 30 minutes, and he's been doing that Monday through Friday every day. So can't beat that with a bat. But anyhow, N4ZLK, KX4MT, I just arrived to my destination. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. I am terrible with that. But my name's Mike, what was your name again?
Congratulations, Mike. The name is Shane. And congratulations on your son doing that. I promised my son a new radio if he would do it. And it started in high school. Trying to get him to get his license because he was looking at college, and I was showing him there's a lot of scholarships out there by ham radio operators for, you know, young ham operators going to college. There's an option there, but didn't quite get him at that point. But anyway, maybe one day. All right, Mike, again, the name is Shane. It was very nice to meet you, and enjoy your day. Hope to hear you again. KX4MT, N4ZLK.
Good. Yeah, I'll probably ask you that at least one more time. But Shane, good talking with you, and thanks for the ride along. You have a good rest of your day in 73, N4ZLK, KX4MT.